This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. An extensive four-year study will assess Arkansas State Prison Culture. Department of Corrections Secretary Solomon Graves said it will be a first-of-its-kind look at the correction system, including the efficiency of the offender programs and issues related to staffing. The department has awarded a $453,000 contract to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock to conduct the study. Dr. Mary Parker Reed is the former chairwoman of the school's Criminal Justice Department and will be among those leading the project. She joins me now from the Ouachita River Unit in Malvern, where a meeting took place earlier today. Hi, Dr. Parker Reed.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Thanks for talking with me about this. Sounds like a very wide-ranging topic with a lot of issues to look at. First, tell me the goal here.
There is a nationwide problem with staff retention in correctional facilities. And there's also an ongoing problem with inmate disciplinaries, inmate programming options, and those all lead into cultural issues of correctional facilities themselves. So we were asked to do this study to look at why people stay in employment with ADC, why people leave, what factors are most important to them in their jobs, how we can improve both the culture for the staff and the culture for the inmate populations. The better match we can make between the staff and the unit, the higher the level of commitment we can make between the unit and the inmates who are housed therein, the more stable environment we have for people to work and live in.
And you'll be talking with people at each of the different prisons around the state. How are these facilities different? Why the need to meet with people at each one?
Well, every one of them develops unique and different cultural characteristics. So imposing some kind of standards top down doesn't work when you have prison units that are as spread out as ours are. And we need to understand the culture of each individual unit so we can determine what works best for them in the recruitment and retention of employees, what works best for them in terms of programming for the inmate population. This unit, particularly in Malvern, is a new unit. It's one of our newest units. It has had a very stable employee population until recently, and something has changed here, and we need to understand what the dynamics of that were. When you look at Southeast Arkansas, you've got some really big units down there, and they've employed a lot of the individuals in that area of the state, and they're in some ways running out of employee bases for them to bring in to work in the prison units down there. So we need to understand what's happening and what's unique about each unit before we can understand what's happening with the whole system.
And you'll also be talking with inmates?
Yes. You can't do this kind of research without looking at what inmates' perceptions are of how they're being served. Every relationship in prison is an interaction. It's usually an interaction between two people. One of them is usually staff and the other one is usually an inmate. And we need to understand what happens in those interactions. We need to understand, you know, how the staff member feels about those interactions and how the inmate feels about those interactions. That's an important step in defining what will work for one unit and what may not work for another unit in stability, keeping those facilities well-staffed, well-programmed, well-managed.
Anything else worth adding about this study?
Well, we're doing a couple of unique things. One is we will do a randomized survey of family and friends of inmates, and we'll be taking that random sample from visitation list. We are aware that COVID has changed visitation for corrections, but we still want to hear from the people who have been visiting their loved ones or friends for years and what their perceptions are of how our correctional facilities are doing. And we'll also be interviewing volunteers, Most people don't realize it, but there are hundreds of people who volunteer in prison across this state every day. And we want to know what those people think. ADC is not fully open yet for volunteers, but we can still gather quite a bit of information there that will help us understand how and why volunteers continue to do their work inside correctional institutions.
That's Dr. Mary Parker Reed, who will be helping oversee this project to assess Arkansas's prison system, joining me from the Ouachita River Unit in Malvern. Dr. Parker Reed, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
This is KUAR 89.1.